tell you something. I hear this music and I really get teary.
You well up a little bit? Sure. It's very emotional.
Such a beautiful moment. It was the best day of my life.
Yeah. Yep.
I loved having babies too. Well, I didn't really love the actual going through the process.
There's more pain involved, I've heard.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah. That other voice you hear is Akilah Easter. She is an etiquette expert. We've had you on before. We're so glad that you're back because Kevin, our own little Kevin, shirtless Kevin there in the producer's booth, is getting married in a few weeks.
It's coming soon, Kevin.
It's coming soon.
Very soon.
And, you know, the only advice I can tell you is to enjoy your day. I am a bit of a control freak, and I was trying to get everything perfect, and then my sister-in-law was late to the pre-wedding pictures, and I was kind of like, whatever.
Okay.
What can I do? And I was surprised that I was able to just do that, because all this planning goes into it. But I guess what I'm saying is prepare for something to go askew.
Right.
Just a little
definitely,
bit.
Definitely. You probably morph into somebody else that day. You're like, okay, there's nothing I can do at this point.
You got to get
so
that.
So I'm just going to let go.
And
right.
If I'm
right.
able to do that, anybody was able,
right.
is able to do that.
I'm a control freak too. I understand those different things. Thanks, guys. Sorry I didn't introduce myself. So hey, you guys, thanks so much for having me again. My etiquette. But yes, I'm so excited. Kevin, congratulations. I know
you
are ready.
I am. I'm ready for it to just be here and the planning process to be done.
The only advice or the major advice that I can give you on that day is to make sure you eat.
Make sure you eat. That sounds ridiculous, but
yes.
It's not because you forget. There's so much going on that day,
and
right?
you don't want to faint at the altar or wherever you're getting married.
And people are going to want to congratulate you and talk to you that whole day because sometimes people make it about them instead of your special day.
I'll probably do that, Kevin. Warning.
I have like three stories to tell. Let me give this toast. But yes, and you won't be able to eat because people want to see you guys kiss 20 times, you know, those
prepare
different types
for
of
the
things.
Cling, cling,
yes.
cling, cling, cling.
That's yucky.
Try not to.
Yeah, kissing's bad, right, Kevin?
Yeah, like getting married. But yes, the biggest advice is always eat first.
Akilah, with just 3 weeks to the wedding, shouldn't Kevin have a venue picked out or send out some invitations or even a girl picked out? This is
ridiculous.
No
invitations. We're just going to meet her that day, married at first. Like, yeah,
It's a mail order bride for Kevin. Isn't that a good idea?
That's a good option. Everybody needs love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Akilah Easter is here. When you're talking about invitations and stuff, can we talk about this for a minute?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a tough time when you're working and you get married because you feel compelled to invite certain people. But it's your wedding. There's a limited amount of seats. You can't invite everyone. So it comes down to the two best people at WGN Radio, me and Bill.
Mm-hmm. So humble.
We were invited. And It turns out that now there are a couple more people invited. Kevin, would you like to explain why more people have been invited?
Well, what it came down, we had a lot of family from out of state, out of the country even, that we really had to be sure were not able to go before we can kind of move forward. And I know it can be taken in an offensive way, kind of, like, oh, well, we were on a B list or something like that, but that's not my intention.
Right. No, and it's very common, isn't it?
Right, definitely. You guys are 3 weeks to the wedding. When you were inviting those relatives from out of state or out of country, you were anticipating them saying no. So it's kind of like you were just like, I just needed to get that formality out with my best and close relatives,
sure.
But you were always on the list. You were always on the list. So that's how you can kind of play that one out.
But the place cards actually say B-list table. I think that's a mistake, isn't it? That's not a good thing.
Just erase the B off now. Oh, yes. Then you just slide those in. It's a different font, a different ink, everything else. No.
Magic marker. It's awful.
I think people will realize once they get there that this is your special day and it's a day of love, and they'll forget about all of those different formalities. Yes.
Almost everyone's been understanding so far.
Right.
Who
hasn't
been?
Almost?
I don't want to. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, a person who wants to be invited?
Yeah,
he's
ruled out.
That to me is kind of.
They said it?
Yeah, like they keep busting him saying.
Oh.
I'm not going to name the name, Bill. I don't know if you know
it's Matt Bubala.
Listen, now when you first started here at WGN, you produced for Matt Bubala.
Yeah, and I love Matt. He's great.
He is a great guy. But you know what? He only has to invite Bill and I because we work with him. We see him every day. You know, it would be great if you could invite everyone from work, but there definitely has to be a cutoff.
Yes.
And for someone who asks, like, oh my God, I'm hurt, you should ask me, I informed Kevin, then I wouldn't invite them.
Right.
Isn't that kind of a bad way?
Don't let anybody force you. That's a faux pas. And I always tell my clients, when somebody puts a faux pas on you or creates a faux pas, you don't have to respond. You don't have to say, oh, okay, you embarrassed me in front of everybody to say I didn't invite you to my wedding, so definitely you can come now. No. If somebody initiates a faux pas, you don't have to respond to that.
It's kind of what I told you.
Yeah.
True, Kevin.
I'm glad we didn't mention who it was, Bill.
Bala.
M-A.
I'll give his phone number out. I don't think he should do that to Kevin.
I love Matt Bubala. But you know what? Sometimes, and don't take this the wrong way, Kevin, but sometimes it's a relief not to be invited to a work function, isn't it?
Yes. You do have to put on, or you guys should put on an act on that day, right?
Yeah.
So your bosses are going to be there. You're still kind of in work mode sometimes. You're networking. You're trying to, I have to go up and speak to my boss. I'll be back. You know, those different type of formalities that are going to occur.
Right.
So it is, you know, a work. And then, Kevin, you can enjoy yourself a little bit more. Remember that people do have cameras and they will be taking pictures. And you got to come back and work with these people. So just be aware of those little things.
Akilah Easter is here, an etiquette expert. So helpful. If you have any questions or comments, you know how to reach us, 312-981-7200. We'll be back with more talk of Kevin's wedding next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. Akilah Easter is here, etiquette expert. How good is she? She's got two websites. That's how good she is. Etiquettefemme.com. Femme spelled that Frenchy way, F-E-M-M-E. That's a, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Akilah, the other one is your name.
My middle name. So I have a unique middle name.
Yes.
It's an African name that actually means lady. So it's Akilah, C-T-S-I-T-I. So it's A-K-I-L-A-H-S-I-T-I.
I thought Kevin spelled sight wrong.
Oh.
That's why I didn't say that.
Yeah, I get it.
C-T?
C-T. So it means the essence of a lady.
Hey, CT.
That's what Jerry Lewis would say.
Right, we were talking about him earlier.
Yep, yep. I heard you guys, yeah.
And then the Etiquette Pop-Up Tour, which we'll ask you a little bit about.
Yes.
It starts September 24th. What's the Etiquette Pop-Up Tour?
Something that's never been done in Chicago. I am touring different neighborhoods in Chicago and teaching 30-minute etiquette lessons for free.
Fantastic.
Okay? Yes. So we're doing wedding etiquette. So you guys may stop in there again, but we're doing table etiquette and then wine etiquette.
Oh, all right.
So we'll be in the West Loop, Hyde Park, and the South Loop, and all in one day.
Can Matt Bubala come to that?
Stop
Matt,
it now.
Is yes, that, please.
To attend that?
Come
right.
to the
Matt,
wedding etiquette one.
Something for him. Good.
All right, someone has just texted in. Please, Kevin is the groom. All he has to do is show up and not be drunk. That's not true.
Why do people say that? It's everybody's day. It's the bride and the groom's day. Kevin, I would suggest you get your bride a lovely gift and have it delivered before the wedding. She will remember that
forever. I
got
forever. The gift part.
Okay, you got it?
Oh my God, yeah. You're so cute. Yeah.
Did you write a handwritten letter
to her? That's a good
idea, too. Okay, a handwritten letter.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. People don't even know how to write in cursive anymore, so we're working on that.
I don't think I got a gift.
Uh-oh.
What's the gift for?
It's just to say,
isn't a wedding
band? Oh yeah, that is the good gift. Yeah. It's just to say, it doesn't have to be something big. Maybe something, a memento to remember this day.
That's a nice
engrave
touch.
Something
God,
on the
I
back.
Hope Jim didn't give me a gift because I sure as hell don't remember what it was.
Wow.
Uh-oh. You guys have to have a talk when you get home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But that is a nice thing.
Yeah.
For people attending the wedding, mm-hmm. this is a two-part question. Is it okay for another woman who's attending the wedding to wear white? And part two, is it okay for her to wear a wedding gown? Because I don't think she should.
Vulgar.
I think that takes away from the bride.
This gets me angry. Yes. Please don't wear white. Please don't try to upstage the bride. And I would avoid, if it's not an evening wedding, wearing a long gown with the train. I've seen that before at a wedding. It wasn't white, but it was a long gown with the train. So let's let the focus be on the bride.
Yep.
Yeah. And the bride may get a little ticked off if I see you in white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Gift protocol. Somebody says, please ask how much you should give as a gift. That price is going up now.
Right. It's very. I think it should express your love, express your relationship with the person.
Oh, I don't have enough money to express my love to Kevin.
You can try. It's okay.
Great gift. I always start $100 on
per
up.
Per person, though.
So right. If you're bringing someone, we're looking at $200 to begin with.
Possibly, yes.
I'm bringing like 11 people, so that's going to cost me a lot of money.
Okay, let me calculate that. Okay,
that's $1,100. Yeah. That's fine.
The full table?
Yeah.
You're going to buy a table.
Yeah. Matt Bubala has just fainted that you get 10 guests.
Yep. Well, Kevin only gave me myself, and it said plus one, but I put a little extra
one
on there.
One, yep. Right. Yep. I got confused. But yeah, don't break the bank. Just make sure you're expressing your love.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is money a better gift than something that's on their bridal registry?
I would focus on the bridal registry because they took time to pick that out. But I would take that cash to help pay back all these vendors that are coming to my event.
Kevin, I have to throw this to you because you did take time, Sarah, mostly to pick things out for your gift registry. But be honest, what would you prefer?
Definitely the money.
Money.
They're traveling.
Yeah, we even talked about, I don't know if this is doable or not, but like, and maybe this sounds terrible, but closing the registry after the shower just so it kind of...
Is that stress?
That people.
But that is a genius.
It's a gamble too,
I've
though.
Never heard of that, Kevin, but I like that.
Huh. Isn't that a smart move? It is, right?
They're going to keep typing, but then you may get a lot of messages. We're trying to find your registry. We're trying to find your registry.
Right.
So you have to be aware of that. But yeah, and then that wishing well concept, will that be an automatic resort? I mean, that's what they have to do. So yeah.
I think, you know... if you're close with the person, because honestly, I've been searching all over Etsy to find the most personalized, wonderful gift for Kevin and Sarah. Because I want, you know, I want them to go, Wendy gave us that.
Right.
But after talking to Kevin, he really prefers the money.
Right.
So then I thought, you know what? As long as you know I'm putting forth the effort, I'm going to give you what you want.
Right. And if he's blunt about it, you guys have that good relationship, you can say that.
I
mean, you guys can communicate that. It won't be, everybody in the audience won't know, but you definitely can send that to him.
What about this? Kevin's getting married on a Friday. The Cubs have a game where they could potentially be clinching the pennant that night.
Okay.
Don't
Choices.
You think maybe they should show that game somewhere at the reception, somewhere near a bar or something the game can be on, just in case it's a big night and somebody wants to see what goes on?
I mean, people can bring their phones. They can live broadcast now. But I mean, if you think that your groomsmen or the gentlemen and the ladies there would like that, you can appease to your guests during that time. Maybe you can update with the scores, something to that effect.
Yeah.
And versus showing the whole game.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, choices.
I got to tell you something, Kev, and I hope this is not from someone who is coming to your wedding. That's ridiculous and one of my personal peeves. Yes, the amount reflects your relationship, but $100? How about reflecting your bank account? Very few people I would give $100 to.
Exactly. But I said, don't break your bank. So make sure that you can, what you can afford, because I know people who, I can't bring a gift, so I'm not going to the wedding. You know, those
different
types. Don't make
happen.
That decision. Yeah. Just give what you can give at that point.
How about this? 815 suggests, tell Kevin not to get his hair cut the night before the wedding.
A week before is always
That's a
best.
Good tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to go for a cleanup that morning just to get the neckline
cleaned
up. Yeah, a
little brush up.
Yeah, but the actual cut a week out. That's a great tip.
You would never want to get that bad haircut the day before your wedding. Yes, definitely.
Akilah, I sculpted Kevin and Sarah, his fiance, out of soap. I made a soap sculpture. That's a pretty good gift, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds real nice.
It's
from
really
the
pretty.
Heart.
Are you going to put it in the bathroom the night of the wedding?
Yeah.
People are going to use the soap.
I'd prefer that they not use it because it's a work of art, but if they want to, it's
Yeah, but all of a sudden
choice.
It's going to start looking like Curly from the Three Stooges because it's the soap, you know.
Yeah. All right, there's that.
I actually have a question for you, Akilah.
Okay.
So we're trying to sort out like our DJ playlist right now, and we're trying to pick the song for just to get the entire party going, that first dance song of the night. And my initial reaction was to put down Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G.
Okay, okay.
I feel like that might be in poor taste, though.
Oh, in poor... Well, you know, I am
Can
hip-hop.
I hear a little of it?
You've heard. Let me pull it up. Yeah,
I don't know.
Now,
is there
keep
a
in
clean
mind,
edit?
They
clean
played
edit.
That at both his parents' wedding and his grandparents' wedding, so it's kind of a family
it's
tradition.
An oldie. Yeah. That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
You do have to think about everybody who's there to see if the music can appeal, but I mean, I would love to Hypnotize. I'm a hip-hop fan, so...
But you know, you've been to weddings where there's older people who go, that's the type of wedding
is
that this is going to be with
I
the
may
rap
leave.
Music?
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
That's the first intro into it after the bridal party dance.
Right. Yeah. So I would probably start off with something that's more appealing.
Like
the
Love to Love You Baby?
Love to Love. Yeah,
Wouldn't that be a nice opening song?
No.
All right. Cut that one off.
All right.
What was, do you remember your wedding song, Bill, for your dance, your first dance?
I remember the song that Terry walked down the aisle to, but I do not remember first dance.
You don't?
I'm sorry
no.
to put you on the spot like that. I should have asked you off the air.
Do you remember yours, Wendy?
Yes, we had a band and we chose Etta James At Last.
Okay.
Pretty song.
And then right after that, they went into Low Rider. And I was hoping by then, it's a great song to dance to, and I was hoping people would join us on the dance floor because I'm sick of having people just looking
Look at
us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim and I just started dancing, And people thought that was our second dance, so no one joined us. They said, oh, let him go. Mm-hmm. By this point, Jim had stepped on my shoe. My toe was on the top of my shoe. I'm like, please come dance, but one did.
Well, the DJ can announce that this first song is for them. I want you guys to join in at the second one. Or the DJ should be able to bring the party in.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's their role. Not just to push buttons.
Can I hear the song you're thinking about?
Oh, gosh.
I'm so on hip.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this. Here.
Should I rap along?
Yes.
I mean, it's a
very
dance
traditional.
Oh, very traditional.
Yep.
I think that's a relatable song.
I think it's better than cabbage Celebrate. Celebrate good times.
Come on
the dance floor, everybody.
The Neutron Dance by the Pointer Sisters is a great opening song.
Okay, that's this generation.
The Safety Dance from Men Without Hats.
Safety Dance, you can't go wrong with that. There's so many good choices.
What do you say? Do what you want?
Do what you want.
There you go, Kev.
I would probably do, just a little bit softer than Biggie initially, but then work
into it as
work
the night progresses, right?
Yeah, let it crescendo.
If you wouldn't mind, Akilah, give Kevin just some parting words of advice. This is such a big day in anybody's life. What would you tell them above and beyond all else?
Well, from the groom's perspective, Kevin, I know it's about both of you guys, but make this about your wife-to-be. Make sure she's happy. Make sure she's content. Make sure your bridal party and your groomsmen are attending to you guys. So make it about both of you guys, but tell her, you are the love of my life, and I can't believe I'm about to marry my best friend.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
I am crying.
Let me write that down.
Now, you should also know this about Kevin. He's into Magic the Gathering, and all of his groomsmen are going to be dressed like characters
that's
from Magic
true.
The Gathering. His bride doesn't know that yet. Shouldn't he tell her at this point?
That would be the worst. You probably are going to be prepared.
Well, you mentioned like a nice like surprise or gift for her. That
right. She doesn't want a deck of Magic the Gathering cards.
No, we're not going to do magic tricks, and we're not going to do anything. She would be so upset.
All right.
Great advice. And if people want to find out more, because there are a lot of questions we were unable to get to, how do they reach you and tell us about your etiquette pop-up tour as well?
Definitely. You can stop by the Etiquette Pop-Up Tours. I'll be giving a lot of advice that day. So again, September 24th, we're starting at 11 a.m. in the West Loop at Smitten Boutique, then Z Gallery, and then we're closing in Hyde Park. So definitely visit the site, AkilahCiti.com.
And you're an etiquette expert, so it's not just wedding etiquette, it's for everything.
It's wedding etiquette, table manners at another store, and then we're closing out with wine etiquette at the Hyde Park location.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Great to see you, Akilah. Thanks for being here and helping out.
Thank
really
you, guys.
Appreciate
I love
that.
It. I love it.
We'll take
Good
a
luck,
quick
Kevin.
Break, and then we'll get some news from Steve. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.